This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. In many parts of the world, if families outgrow their homes, they simply add on to them. They grow them, piece by piece, room by room, brick by brick, when they get some extra cash. But it turns out that's not very efficient. It wastes a lot of money, supplies, and time. Alex Goldmark reports from Mexico on a new way to build affordable housing, and I mean really affordable.
The walls in Antonio Castaneda's living room are a crisp, clean cerulean, plastered and painted with nice wood moldings around the door, too. But walk one room over, and extension cords dangle off cinder block. He'll fix it up, he says, eventually.
I'm building this place little by little, because when there's some extra money, then I get to it. Little by little, it goes slowly.
Castaneda's house and the way he's building it are pretty typical here in Tehuacan in central Mexico. The men generally work on farms or in factories, or both, like Castaneda has. They're practical people, and for the most part, they build their own houses, brick by brick. And it can take some time.
De toda la casa?
Sí.
The whole house? Oh, it's been here a while. I don't know, about 6-7 years?
And that's fast for a six-room house, according to construction executive Israel Moreno.
The average speed is 2 square meters per year.
His company, Mexvi, can build a whole home in 2 weeks. It makes a set of steel panels that can be assembled into a small house and then added onto later. You can tack on an extra room or a second floor when a little more money comes in, just like when you build it yourself. But a basic Mexvi house costs about $7,000, which, according to a study by a major construction company here, is about half the price of doing it piecemeal. Moreno explains why.
A typical family, low-income families in urban areas in Mexico, they are wasting more than 40% in scrap.
7 years of small brick-and-mortar shipments without a master plan means extra transportation costs, loss, theft, middlemen. Remove that waste and you have a business opportunity. And Moreno is seizing it. He's reoriented his whole company toward the 350,000 Mexican families who build their own homes each year. One problem, though, Moreno's new clients will need to pay upfront, all at once. And that usually means getting a loan, something that's hard to do here when you're poor and your house isn't worth foreclosing on. But Latin America's long history with charitable microlending has made an opening for business. Elizabeth Boggs Davidson is with the Inter-American Development Bank.
If you give people the opportunity to pay over time, it's almost certain that they will repay.
She's so sure about it, her program called Opportunities for the Majority is offering loan guarantees for companies that provide more efficient, faster home building.
If you can help companies to be able to distribute these microcredits or to partner with a financial institution, then you kind of have a win-win situation.
She expects one program she's funding to reach nearly 1 million families throughout Latin America and the Caribbean next year. An example of how a business can be just as effective as a charity in helping the poor. In Tehuacan, next door to Antonio Castaneda's self-built home, his daughter-in-law has a brand new prefab one-bedroom place. Ophelia Sanchez can afford it through a mix of government subsidies and a 4-year microloan arranged by Mexvi.
The house is real comfortable. It doesn't get too cold or too hot. At night, it stays nice and warm, and during the day, it stays cool.
She says it was way cheaper than a self-built, and now the neighbors are starting to ask about getting one, too. In Tehuacan, Mexico, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.